producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's true, and if you have something you want to talk with me about this hour, do call me relatively soon. We're talking about lottery winners. We may get to Oscar nominees. If we don't, we don't. We'll do it tomorrow, and movies that are opening. But for right now, we're talking with Stan, who's really in an unhappy position. His wife of 27 years had an affair. How did you find out about the affair?
Well, we found it out. I think one, I wasn't home that weekend, and the kids were asking, "Where's mommy?"
So
I had a call, "Where's mommy?" And I said, "I don't know. I'm in Florida. You're home."
How old are your kids?
He was 18 at the time.
So did he know that she was with somebody else?
Both of them know. So both of them don't look at mommy the same way. Neither do I. She destroyed a whole, to me, disgusting thing she did. But,
the wounded party in an affair has a right to demand three things. Why did you do this? How can you assure me it'll never happen again? And what's in it for me if you do that? And as I said, that kind of evolved from a long time ago of somebody calling me who was on her way to the to her lawyer's office to sign final divorce papers. And her husband called her just before she called me and pleaded to not divorce him. And I said, they'd been married about the same length of time you had, and he was a serial womanizer. He kept having affairs. And I said, what's the most important thing in his life? And she said, his boat. And I said, well, you already have to pay for the lawyers anyway, so go in and ask him that if he has another affair, if he's willing to sign a piece of paper and notarize it in the presence of both your lawyer and his lawyer, that should he ever have another affair, you get the boat, no questions asked. And if he says he'll sign that, then you have a shot. There's a possibility that the next time some pretty little woman walks by him and he thinks, bimbo, boat, boat, bimbo, that you may have a chance that he'll keep himself on the straight and narrow. If he says no, or I'll think about it, divorce him, because he's not going to change. And so from that, I kind of evolved the issue of why did it happen? And, of course, her blaming you doesn't help at all. But I mean, even that, if she was willing to take responsibility, that she could say, look, the next time I'm unhappy in the marriage, instead of just squelching it, that I'll talk with you about it. I'll say, look, I don't need for you to talk with me that way, or we need to see a therapist, or whatever. But having an affair because you don't think
talks about that, and she's been very good, and I've been excellent. It's been good, but I just have that burning inside that.
Well, but then say that to her, Stan, and say that to her. Say, look, even though I'm not.
She says, I got over it, and she says, please, you have to get over it. And it's like,
Stan, stop talking for a minute. If she's saying, then you can go to her and say, look, I think I think our marriage is better. I think I'm better. I think you're better. But I need for you to offer me something that will make this, will neutralize it for me so I can go forward. And you can offer her a suggestion if you want. That's what I'm saying to you. Is there anything that she could offer you that would allow you to let this go? And if you're telling me that even though she hasn't really taken responsibility for it per se, that in fact her behavior's improved, your behavior's improved, then ask yourself, is there something that she could offer me or that I could demand of her, I could ask of her, that would neutralize? Is there? I mean, is there anything she could do at this moment that would make you say, okay, it happened, and I was not a perfect husband, she was not a perfect wife, this is what she's willing to do to make everything okay, and so I can move forward. Is there anything that comes to mind?
Not really, no.
Well, there either is or there isn't, Stan. And you don't have to come up with it on the spur of the moment just because I'm sitting here. But if you can come up with something, let's say in the next 24 hours, and you really go off by yourself, really push yourself to think, look, this is a woman that I've loved for 27 years, and she broke my heart. But if she'll do this for me, whatever it is, bake pies every other week, go away with me on vacation, tell me every day that she loves me. I don't know. And I'm just picking stuff up, and I can't do it for you. I can't read your mind. I can't read your heart or your soul. But you can. and figure out if there is something she can do, then take it to her in 24 hours and say, look, you're better to me, I'm better to you, this is what I need to be able to move beyond this. Will you do it? And she'll either say yes or no. If she says yes, you've got a shot. If she says no, then you're saying, well, you know, without this, I can't move forward. I think we should separate for a year and not speak with each other and not date. I mean, if you want to date people, I suppose I can't keep you from it. But I need to be away from you and see if I miss you enough to be able to let this go. If I can, then I'll come crawling back. If I can't, then at least we're halfway through the separation of a divorce. But Stan, this is really at this moment as much about you as it is about her. Is there something that you can ask of her, which is what I said before, that would make things okay?
I don't know how to do it. You know, I don't need money. I don't need.
But Stan, I never mentioned money. Where did money have anything to do with this?
I don't really need anything. The only thing I want is my pride back and my confidence back.
Well, but how would you do that? You can't undo what's been done. Is there anything that she could do that would make you feel more confident? As I said, tell you that she loves you every day. I'll go away on a vacation with you. I don't know. But Stan, you're going to have you're avoiding doing the work because it's easier. Look, I think your psychologist, if what you're telling me is accurate, is a horse's patootie. Doesn't make any difference. There's nothing we can do about that at this moment. I think your wife was childish. And there are other ways of getting somebody's attention than having an affair. And she's going to have to live with that, whether she admits it or not, for the rest of her life. That's not your problem. But you're unwilling to do the work of looking at your own self and saying, is there anything that she can offer me that can get me through this? And if there is, offer it to her, and you've got a shot. If there's not, then you have to accept it. But for heaven's sakes, do the work before you throw away a 27-year-old marriage, even if it's a flawed marriage.
No, it's been a great marriage.
It's
just one thing.
Well, then, Stan, I'm going to say it one more time, then everybody else is going to be bored out of their skull. Figure out if there's anything you could do. And don't figure out irrelevant stuff. I mean, what does money mean in a marriage, for heaven's sake? I mean, presumably, I assume that you make more money than she does anyway, so what would that have to do with anything? So figure out if there's anything that she can offer you that has some value, whether it's going to your mother's once a week. I mean, I can come up with 100 things, which probably have absolutely no relevance, but you should be able to come up with a couple on your own. And if you can't, then you're not doing the work.
Thanks. I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, and go off by yourself and really, you know, don't go to work and sort of on coffee breaks think about it. Go off by yourself someplace for 24 hours, take a paper and pencil, and really look in the mirror, Stan, and say, look, this is about me trying to figure out a way out of this mess. That she's trying harder, whether she admits to it or not, she clearly feels guilty about this. Is there anything she can offer me that on a day-to-day basis will remind me that she does love me, she did something stupid, but she feels remorseful, she really wants me, she really wants the relationship to be better. Can I find something, can I dig deep enough with, and it may make you feel very vulnerable, because if she says no, but you're not going to be in any worse position really than you are right now. You already feel vulnerable. You already feel embarrassed. You already feel taken advantage of. But do the work so at least you've got a shot at the lottery, at winning what you want.
Yeah, I thought I was during the year.
Well, you haven't, though. When I say to you, what could she do that would make this okay for you, and you can't come up with one thing, you haven't done any work on it. What you've done is
trying to talk it out with her. That was it. I didn't understand.
No, but they're talking it out. What does talking it out an affair mean? What is she going to do? Tell you the position? What are you talking about? That makes no sense. You have to figure out what you can ask of her that will make you feel neutral about this. You don't even have to feel good about it. All you have to do is be willing to say, look, let me give you an example real quick. I had a friend who was not particularly a good friend, to be quite honest. But at one point in my life, she threw a party for me. She threw a going away party for me. And what I realized at that moment is I would forgive her an awful lot, because every time I would get mad at her because she was not a great friend, I would remember that she did this really nice thing for me.
Okay.
That's what you're looking for. Of, okay, so every time I think about the affair, I can sort of balance it with, and because it's ongoing and because it's more current, I can balance it, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
On Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area, risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-326-9048. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-326-9048. 800-326-9048. That's 800-326-9048.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees, ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. All right, let's go back to our lottery respondents as opposed to our lottery winners.
All righty.
We're both.
Next up, we've got Genevieve, and she says, I'm great with the money I earn now and know those habits would continue with winning the jackpot. I could just give more, travel more, and play more.
Oh, honey, you're talking about $100 million a year.
Yeah.
That's a lot of travel, a lot of play. I mean, that's the point. It's probably why it makes more sense to buy a lottery ticket when it's $10 million, right,
mm-hmm.
than when it's a billion and a half. Because the question is, do you want it to change your life? And, you know, to a certain extent, we know that the lottery tickets are bought disproportionately by poor people.
Mm-hmm.
For the obvious reason.
Yep.
Is that it sounds like she doesn't really want to change her life. Her life works just fine. It would just embellish it a little bit. Maybe give her just a little bit more, not even necessarily freedom, because it sounds like she's not feeling particularly entrapped, but just a little bit more option. But if, as some of our respondents have said, they're in debt and they want to do all these other things, they're really looking for the lottery to change their lives. So the question is, as long as you're buying, go ahead and buy a lottery ticket, but see if there aren't other ways of changing your life to the same thing. I mean, that's the value, as far as I'm concerned as a psychologist, of a lottery ticket, is it's a fantasy. And the value of the fantasy is that it tells us the discrepancy between what we have and what we want. So it's incredibly valuable. You just can't confuse it with reality, because then you're in trouble, because it's not real. But it can tell you what would make you happier in theory, what you want that you don't have, where the deficiencies are in your life, which is why when Manny says, did you quit your job? Uh-uh. No, wouldn't quit my job.
Hmm. Yeah, that's a great perspective on it.
Well, thank you.
You can use it as a tool to kind of evaluate your life.
Well, that's it. That's what I'm saying. Because, look, your odds of winning are, a third of a billion to one. I mean, they really don't exist.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, use that. I mean, I'm not saying don't buy a lottery ticket, but certainly don't buy more than one. Because it doesn't significantly change, it doesn't change your odds. That's the point. But the point being that it gives you an opportunity, first of all, for a cheap thrill. And people who bought the ticket on, let's see, well, I bought the ticket. It was actually given to me, to be quite honest. I offered to reimburse him and said, no, it's a gift. But I said I would give him, in fact, when I wanted the two tickets, I wrote and said, okay, I'll give you the money. He said, no, it's yours. I said to everybody, they said, well, we have to check the website. And I said, no, all you have to do is find out what state. And if it's not in the state we're in, don't worry about it. You don't have to check it. And then it was, so then we had to check it. But the point being that, you know, for a buck, you could, ooh, wow, wouldn't that be cool? And of course, I'm sitting there in bed thinking, it would be so embarrassing to win the damn lottery. What would I do? And, you know, I'd have to get somebody to pick it up. Could somebody say, oh, well, you know, she doesn't even need it. And I would give it all away. I mean, what am I going to do? But I'd sort of do it in an orderly way. I'd have to figure out how to do it. And I'll tell you what I decided I would do, which is I'd finally get my foundation in some kind of good shape. But I am having trouble running the foundation with $1 million in it, let alone a billion. And I really don't want to give up my job. I told the story before. At one point, I ran an AIDS camp, and I was working at ABC. And they gave me, they paid people's salary to come and work for me. During the camp. And they said at the end of it, we'd like to give you, I don't know, it was like $25 million or something to start an AIDS camp. We'll call it the ABC camp or something. And I said, I was wise enough to say, thanks, that's really generous, but I don't know how to run a camp. You know, I'm a psychologist. And as we've discovered, I am not an administrator. So, you know, I mean, my saving grace is I actually know what I'm not good at. And it would have been a disaster. Plus, it's not what I do. It's not what I want to do. So... I said things anyway. All right, let's go back and see what other people are doing with their fantasy money, their fantasy winnings.
Yeah. Okay, we've got Tony. I don't think people realize that a whole new set of problems come with that much money. If you can't keep your name private, that's just the beginning. You'll be hounded by relatives and non-relatives relentlessly. You're a target for thieves and con artists. You can't trust the way you used to. Money is great, but suddenly being thrust into the spotlight with a ton of money, not so much.
Well, that's it. And most of the people I know who've done this have hired someone else to pick up the money, not including Tipton, who hired somebody because he's a thief. But what can I tell you?
Yeah. Do they let you keep your name private if you want? Or
yes.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. I think you actually have to, at somebody, the lottery commission, I think, has your name. But they don't necessarily publicize. They're willing to publicize your spokesperson.
Okay.
I mean, there has to be, and that's where he ran into trouble when they needed some identification, is that there has to be a real person and a real ticket. I think the lottery keeps it, and there are people who've waited a year to claim their winnings.
Mm.
Tipton, though. I mean, to me, it's just, think about the planning that must have gone into that.
Yep.
And whether he has those computer skills or not. I mean, director of security, I guess, it'd be
probably
interesting to find out. I want to do the screenplay for it.
Yeah, you should. That sounds great.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Mm-hmm.
And we just call it, I just call it the money game. I think they've already called it some, what was the Brad Pitt movie? Was that called the money game?
I'm not sure.
Moneyball something. I think it was called Moneyball.
I know Moneyball.
That was the one with Brad Pitt.
That's the baseball one.
Jonah
Hill.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think it was called Moneyball.
Yep, it was.
All right, well, this would be called
Money Game.
It's called Powerball.
There you go. Powerball.
Not even messing around.
Yeah. I like it.
All right. And I want to be the psychologist who sort of, you know, I want to have a bit part in it. I want to be in an animated movie, rather.
That would be awesome.
I've actually played myself in a couple of an HBO movie and stuff like that.
Cool.
Yeah, but I want to write the screenplay for this one.
Yeah.
There are probably like 15 people already writing it. All right, keep going. That's my fantasy, is writing a screenplay.
There you go. Diane, call a lawyer, call an accountant, call a therapist, maybe Joy Brown.
Yeah.
That's my own addition to that. And donate it to worthy causes. Put in irrigation for my lawn.
Well, I'm glad we have some enlightened self-interest there. You know, I'll bet you what, you can find a way to put irrigation for your lawn in. But the rest
right.
of them, yeah, I mean, that's it. And people have been successful about doing exactly that.
And she can definitely call Dr. Joy Brown if she needs to.
Yeah, I'll help you with it.
So, Vicky, it would be great for me. I could help my boyfriend's handicapped son be cared for after we are gone. I could make sure my handicapped brother would be taken care of if he lives longer than me. I would be able to give my sisters and brother money so they wouldn't have to struggle. Get my mom a better house. The problems I see for myself is people coming out of the woodwork asking for money who normally wouldn't have given me the time of day. I have seen that some previous winners of big jackpots end up destitute.
Yep. Amen. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Rainier Distillers designs and builds custom copper stills for home purification of water, distilling alcohol, essential oils, cannabis oil, and ethanol fuel. Use these distillers at home to remove all those nasty chemicals that are added to your public drinking water by fluoridation, resulting in pure, safe drinking water for you and your family. Call RainierDistillers.com at 360-446-8998 and check out their website at RainierDistillers.com, located in Seattle, Washington.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com. Spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. I said if you've got something you need to talk with me about before the end of the hour, please do not wait till 3 minutes before the end of the hour. And then we're talking about winning the lottery. And as I said, for me the value is twofold. I guess threefold. First of all, you feel part of the... in the community, you're doing something everybody else is doing, so it's something, it's water cooler chat, feeling part of the larger whole, the zeitgeist. Second of all, it's a cheap thrill, that kind of anticipation of, and third of all, and most importantly, the fantasy about what you do with it, which tells you what's important in your life. And if you can hear how people are responding, you can hear what's important. That founding charities, helping people that you're worried about who aren't going to necessarily outlive you. And a trust is a good idea for that. A sprinkling system, paying off your debts. Okay, keep going.
Well, on that note, I think this one is kind of an alarming reflection of what's going on. Paul says, my wife would probably take half of it and leave me. Seems like a positive start.
Whoa! Maybe we need to
I don't know if he's
give
trying
me
to
a
be
call.
Funny.
Yeah. Well, she would technically be entitled in most states to half of it if you were still married to each other. If the two of you were that unhappy, you were, as I said, you remind me of a couple that that I was dealing with when I was very a brand new therapist, and they were probably 40 or 50 years literally older than I was. And every time she swiped her nose, I expected it to come off in the Kleenex. She was one angry woman. They had a terrible marriage. And I said, well, have the two of you, maybe we should think about a separation. They said, oh, no, no, we're Catholic. We can't divorce. I said, well, you don't have to divorce. You can separate. She said, no, I just pray for his death every night.
Oh, jeez.
So, listen, if the idea is that if she'd leave, then maybe the two of you need to talk about either a trial separation or working on the marriage or something.
Yeah. Ah. Yikes. All right, Lorraine, don't think you would even get an amount near $800 million. It is still... is
you get about half.
Okay.
Well, the idea is that it's this one is turned out to be 1.6, a little over 1.6. Half of it goes to taxes. So you're talking about... then you're talking about 800. And then you're talking about it divided into three people. So basically each of them get about $275 million.
Right.
And you can either take it as a lump sum or over 29 years, which would be $100 million a year. So it ain't chump change.
Wow. Yeah, that was basically her point. And then Matt says great.
What great says, do you think there'd be... I don't know, understand what great would mean. Are there going to be more problems or solutions?
Right. I don't know. I'm thinking he's saying, great, sounds good to me, I'd take it.
Well, but...
I'm assuming, but...
Yeah.
Debbie, I sure would like to try. Anne, blessing and curse. First on the agenda, hire an excellent lawyer.
Yeah. Well, and a tax guy, and yeah. And the issue, of course, is not only... getting an excellent lawyer, but making sure that it's a lawyer you can trust.
Yeah, right.
And I don't know how many lawyers... I mean, I guess you call your bank is probably what I do, is call my bank and say, okay, who's a good... because you're probably talking about a trust lawyer.
Mm. John, minus half for the cash payout, minus half of the remainder to taxes. A couple hundred million would last a while. With a wink face.
Well, only if you budget.
Yeah. Budget. What do we got here? Francis. I would so love to be able to give a nice chunk of change to a couple of places. The lands at Hillside Farms and St. Joseph's in Scranton, PA. My needs and wants are minuscule, but to be able to provide financial security for my grand and great-grandkids would be so fulfilling.
There you go. Well, I mean, think about trust.
Mary says, oh, pay off all the bills, fix the house that's a little more than lived in, give to my favorite charities and nonprofits, give my older kids money so I wouldn't have to worry about things like their cars breaking down, give my 85-year-old mother the trip to Sri Lanka she's always wanted to take, endless possibilities.
Well, there you go. So see how many of those that there may be ways to do it with what you've got now. I don't know very much about reverse mortgages. That used to be kind of a catchphrase that everybody felt like that. It gives people money to live on. I just don't know enough about it. But, I mean, the whole point about this is to look and maybe sort of working for a travel agent so you can get a trip to Sri Lanka or finding out. I had an aunt who was a travel agent at one point, and we talked with her. She was one of those people who would just there were no strangers in her life. She, you know, she would go up and introduce herself to everybody. She was just one of those people. And when it came time for her to think about moving in with one of her daughters or moving into senior housing, I suggested to her that she take a round-the-world cruise on a ship, because you have medical care there, that every 3 months they'll fly family members there, and it's about the same price as a nursing home, as a senior housing.
Mm. It's not bad.
Yeah, I think I'd probably be more prone to do that with somebody. But the idea is that it's the same basic crew, so you get all your meals, you get lots of social activities, you get treated like a prince or princess because you're there all the time. You get upgraded in terms of your accommodations. And right now, the cruise industry, I think, is having. For a while, the cruise industry was really booming, and then they had the ship that sank, and then they had some virus issues, and they had the freak storm, and so I think they're having a little more trouble than they usually do. But I still think it'd be something to be kind of fun, assuming you don't get seasick.
Yeah. Nicole, I would be so grateful to receive that money. My son and I could get into a nicer apartment and not be so stressed about how to make ends meet.
Yeah. Again, I mean, you're talking about a serious amount of money. And, you know, one of the things to do, to think about this, is, you know, we're talking, this was an extraordinarily, this is the largest American Powerball ever. It turns out that Spain has a very rich one, and they have like $2.9 billion or something, but it's spread over different regions. But the idea is to think about how much money it actually would take to do some of these kind of things. I mean, and presumably you don't need $750 million, right? I mean, it may be that what you need is $10,000 or $2,000 or, you know, $7.58. So use the fantasy. Make it useful for you.
Christine, I would love, all caps, to send my family and friends an airline ticket to an exotic location. Once there, I would present everyone with a chic for their a check, I think that meant, for their portion.
Or chic, either one.
Right. Oh my God, how terrific would that be? Next, I would donate to my charities and load up my children's university funds. I'd pay off my mortgage, my car loan, and personal debts. I'd invest the leftover and spend the rest of my life living exactly how I wanted. Financial freedom would be fantastic. Life wouldn't be without challenges, but it wouldn't have financial challenges. As a single mom with a deadbeat ex, I'm sick of my current financial challenges.
Okay, so exactly. I mean, I think the idea... I'll tell you, when I got a TV show a bunch of years ago, I wasn't highly paid, but I was working on the radio, and so this was extra money, and I hadn't actually even gotten it yet, and I sent a check to my mother, my sister, and my daughter, and it was the most fun thing I ever did, and they each got it and said, "What do I do with it? What's it for?" And I said, "Whatever you want," because it was just it wasn't anywhere near the kind of figures we're talking about here. It was just money that I really didn't need and wanted to do something fun with it. And so I think I agree with you. Giving money to people for no particular reason is really fun. But it doesn't have to be huge amounts of money. I mean, sending somebody a check, I can remember as a kid when one of my aunts would send me, every year for my birthday, she would send me two crisp $1 bills. And I just thought that was the best thing. And okay, now two $1 bills. But I mean, finding a quarter on the street, I think, wow, this is great. I mean, it's sort of literally found. So you don't need huge amounts of money.
Yeah. I mean, that's
crazy. I'm not
crazy
convincing people. I know. Billions. I'm not convincing people a quarter on the street. All right.
No. Don, I'd be willing to give it a shot.
Well, thank you, Don. You're so gracious.
Mia, show me the money.
All right, I will. Show you the money. Cuba Gooding Gooding Jr. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, let's finish up our lottery, since the lottery has already... It's already been dispersed. Well, I don't know if it's been dispersed. They've got two out of the three winners they already know, and they know where the third one resides. There you go. All right, so let's talk about it.
All righty. Sally says, I am too disorganized to keep up with the numbers. That is why I don't even play it. I would rather wait to play when most people are not doing it anyway. I would also want to know... She would not want to know if she did win.
What do you mean you don't want to know if you win?
Oh, she would want no one to know.
Sorry, what no one? I get.
I would give most of it away, but I would rather be anonymous. I think the people who get it in one lump sum and don't give most of it away are the ones who lose it all in 6 months.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, buying yachts and houses and girls and cars and drugs and, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's bad news.
Well, but I think most of you, I mean, it sounds like there really is, I think to be quite honest, that your plans are too limited for the amount of money you're talking about. I think these are wonderful plans for, like, winning, you know, $100,000 or something. But, and when you're talking about, you know, $100 million,
right,
or $1 billion, then you're talking about a different order of magnitude. But again, the value, as far as I'm concerned, is not the money. It's the thinking about how you would change your life. And for a lot of, hopefully for a lot of you who wrote in, who did or did not buy a lottery ticket, you can begin figuring out, all right, here's the plan. Here's the 5-year plan, or, and instead you can call it your lottery luck box or something, of, okay, this is what I want to do. I want to have money put aside for my grandchildren. I want to have money put aside for my special needs niece. I want to be able to have a trip where I fly everybody in. And it may not be to Mallorca. It may be to Minneapolis. But, I mean, so look at what your fantasies are and see how realizable they are. And, again, you don't necessarily need – you probably don't the kind of money you're talking about wouldn't begin to be dented by these kinds of things, which means that they are really relatively modest kinds of ideas. I mean, nobody has said, well, what I want to do is start a university, right? I mean, that you could probably do with $500 million, right? Assuming you weren't paying teachers. That's a joke. Or I want to... you know, I want it to start to fund a company that's going to have electric cars. I mean, those are things that require serious capital. The kinds of things that most of you are talking about, and I'm not poo-pooing them. I'm just saying that God bless you all. You have fairly reasonable kind of goals. And when you have those reasonable kind of goals, then they're reasonable. So the question is, how do you begin planning for them? Do you get a second job? Do you start brown bagging it for 4 days a week at work? Do you go back to school so you can get paid more at your job? Do you take public transportation rather than a car? Do you forego a vacation this year or next year? Or do you, instead of giving meaningless Christmas gifts, do you do a surprise Santa, a secret Santa? I mean, there are all sorts of ways of... When you're talking about reasonable sums of money, which by and large most of you are, that there are ways of looking at your current lifestyle and figuring out how to do that. And that's my point. So that's one of the reasons that whenever there's one of these big lotteries, I think it's really fun to talk about it, because it gives you, it's like New Year's resolutions. It's like monetary New Year's resolutions. Right.
Yeah.
It gives you that opportunity to begin thinking about, okay, well, this is, you know, how would I do this? All right, what else we got?
All right. Phyllis says, I would use the money to find a cure for corruption, i.e. abuse of power.
I think money is the trigger, is the catalyst for corruption.
Yeah. Abuse of power and abuse of discretion. Unfortunately, my winnings wouldn't be enough.
Well, you could pay off the most corrupt people, get them out of office, and then hope that the next people were not quite so greedy. I mean, what is it? You know, money is the root of all evil.
Yeah.
I mean, most of the things that we are angry with our government about, I think, have to do with lobbying efforts that people get paid off for turning the other way or voting on something that is not in the country's best interest or their constituents' best interest. You know, that the country's for sale, that the government's for sale, and I find it appalling. Running for president is an incredibly expensive thing to do. If you've ever, you can probably find it on Netflix these days, is The Candidate with Robert Redford, who is a candidate in California. I think it's a Senate. No, I think he's running for Senate. No, governor. He's running for governor. And he's running as to make a statement about, I don't know, ecology or something. And this was a movie of probably at least 25, 30 years ago. And because he figures he has no chance, he decides he's not going to be beholden to anybody. He's just going to tell the truth. And all of a sudden, he's elected and he has no platform. He has no idea what to do. So, I mean, it's the system, as I said, like what Mark Twain said, that democracy is the worst system in the world, except there's nothing any better. And this really is a country that allows a huge amount of personal freedom. Amen. But that personal freedom also can be grievously abused. And I think the way it is abused is exactly the idea of using a lot of money to fight corruption. I think that is the source of most of the corruption.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you could pay people to not take bribes from other people. I don't know exactly how that works.
Yeah.
Take my money now, but not somebody else's. You know, I'll raise you 25 cents.
Right. I guess. I mean, maybe. If.
Well, it's an interesting notion, isn't it? Fighting fire with fire, fighting corruption with money.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, and another screenplay to be.
There you go.
That. You guys are coming up with all sorts of things that are... All right, I know we haven't, I know this is the day I tell you what movies are coming up, which I will, and this is the day that the Oscars came out, which I will go over with you. By the time we talk about it tomorrow, you'll probably have already seen the list, but that's okay. We'll go over it with, the Revenant is the big nominee, which, you know, again, I thought it was an okay movie. I didn't think it was certainly the best movie of the year, and I didn't think Leo was the best actor of the year. I thought he did a lot of grunting, and I think there are really three pages of dialogue in the entire movie. But it's getting, I mean, it's got a lot of momentum going. My group, the Critics' Choice, votes on, we already voted. I voted today. And our voting closes at midnight tonight. And then we're on A&E on Sunday. I'm not going this year. Every year I keep saying, because they'll allow me backstage and I get to interview all the people and whatever. It's just that, I don't know, for some reason, I'll do the Drama Desk Awards in New York. And with all the stage actors, that somehow flying out to L.A. to do it is less appealing. I don't know. One of these years I'll do it, I promise. 855-993-7569. Movies tomorrow. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.